Hi, I'm reading from the Gift Family Services blog, dated February 19th, 2020. The Superpower of Parenthood: Be Fully Present. We've all experienced moments in our lives when we needed someone to be there for us. Often, we've had the misfortune of being let down, abandoned to face difficulty on our own. Yet, when people truly answer our call, show up and connect with us, we experience the deep grace of feeling seen, heard, and valued. As intentional parents, we have the power to offer that grace to our children. All it takes is that we show up, consistently, focused, and attuned. The superpower of showing up, no cape is needed. When we commit to being fully present with our children, we give them a gift beyond price. Attentive, engaged, adoption-attuned presence blesses our children in deep, meaningful, life-shaping ways. Love, connection, healing, and resilience grow in this space. Our presence costs nothing but our time and our commitment, yet its impact has lifelong influence on our children and families. Like many aspects of parenting, the execution of our commitment to being fully present is simple, yet not easy. It requires intention, repetition, and authenticity. Fortunately, success depends on consistency, not perfection. In How Parental Presence Shapes Who Our Kids Become and How Their Brains Get Wired, by Daniel Siegel, MD, he writes many outstanding books that address how brain science can increase understanding and nurture connection between parent and child. While not explicitly focused on the unique challenges of adoptive parenting, Dr. Siegel does consider the influence of attachment styles, the child's as well as the parent's, and the repercussions of trauma. When parents can discern the difference between unwillingness and inability regarding a child's behavior, a new dynamic emerges. Parents who see the difference experience a lowering of the emotional thermostat between themselves and their children, one based more on empathy and an awareness of how the body-mind connection shapes behavior. This understanding helps parents to respond to their children in a more effective, loving way, and it strengthens the bonds, as well as enhancing a child's ability to internalize family values and behavioral expectations. Imagine parent and child square off on an issue. In scenario A, parent is convinced the child deliberately misbehaved and did X. In scenario B, the parent recognizes the child misbehaved not out of defiance, but due to an inability. Which is more likely to lead to connection, empathy, and skill building? Siegel's series of books does an excellent job of articulating this distinction. Read them to build your parenting toolbox. How do we most effectively use a given strategy or approach? Everything comes down to relationship. Attachment, emotional attunement, self-esteem, even identity, joy, contentment, insecurity, all unfold in the context of relationship. It is the channel where it all unfolds. Relationship provides feedback to both child and parent. Once we decide that we will choose to be intentional about showing up, we search for ways to accomplish that connected, validating presence. The key factor is engagement and attunement. Be fully present. Listen. Let me repeat. Listen. Place your focus on hearing their words as well as what remains unspoken. Respond in a way that conveys you heard their thoughts without rebuttal, reframing, or correcting. Each time you listen at his level, you learn more about your child, about their thoughts, fears, desires, and beliefs. This information is gold. As you grow your knowledge of who they truly are, you increase your ability to respond to them in ways that allow them to be seen and heard. How do we initiate conversations with our kids that feed their need to feel seen, valued, and appreciated? Consider asking one or two of these questions. If you ask too many, they'll feel like they're being interrogated. Before school. Tell me something you want me to know today. What part of the day are you looking forward to? What do you think might be hard? How can I help you today? What do you want to have happen today? Who would you like to see? How will you make yourself feel proud today? After school. What do you want me to know about your day? How were you kind today? What kindness did you receive today? What made you feel proud? What made you laugh today? What surprised you today? What is something beautiful you saw today? What do you wish you had done differently? What frustrated you? What bugged you? What worked for you today? Respond to their answers with curiosity and empathy. For example, I think I would have had that, for example, I would have felt uncomfortable, annoying, frustrating, scary. Use the appropriate motion. I don't like feeling that. Validate their experience. The goal of this exchange of information in a way that deepens connection. This moment is not the time to make them feel wrong. Defer discussions of how they might have handled things differently. Simply listen, learn, and validate. How might you address these questions to yourself to help you intentionally build a focus at the beginning of your day and to debrief and decompress at the end of the day? Dan Siegel is fond of acronyms to help parents remember important concepts and strategies. He asserts that parents need to bring peace into their family life. Presence, engagement, affection, calm, empathy. We can all see how an increase in these factors benefit the entire family. Siegel also advocates the need for parents to meet their children's needs for the four S's: safe, seen, soothed, secure. Daniel Siegel has packed the power of showing up, how parental presence shapes who our kids become and how their brains get wired, with valuable information that will inform and improve your parenting and your relationships in general. In addition to strategies, it also offers hope. Our brains are plastic. We can learn new ways of perceiving and responding that can help improve their lives as well as our own. Just remember that presence requires more than our bodies being in the same physical space as our loved ones. Put down the phones. Focus your attention on the moment. As Sir Francis Bacon once wrote, "We have only this moment, sparkling like a star in our hand and melting like a snowflake." The opportunity to connect and be fully present with our kids can be lost in a flash. Be intentional. Take advantage of every interaction. Rapport and attachment result from a continual flow of reciprocal interactions in which kids ask for connection and we respond accordingly and accurately. Quality, quantity, and consistency matter. Our efforts are worth it. Our families are worth it.